This is
URN.
URN.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
That's correct. That is University Radio Nottingham. I am Henry, and I'm your host. Unfortunately, I was
He's
a bit
back.
Late.
He is back.
I am back. I was a bit late because I had some stuff going on, but I'm here now.
Yeah. Harry has transfigured into Henry on the topic of Fantastic Beasts and Men.
The host has been recast. Amazing.
The host has been recast
for the sequel.
I know, it's a very quick turnaround. I thought I'd be around to just Harry, so it's nice to have Zoe, Ben and Ibby in the studio, so we've got a good team.
Some a bit of consistency.
A bit of consistency.
The extras are the same in the background.
Ben, it is lovely to have you on the show. We've never had you on before, and we've never met.
Yeah, I know. This is us meeting right now.
This is a cracking turnaround.
It's lovely to meet you.
Right, so I'm here now. I'm taking over. This is
my rules now.
Dictatorship. No, it sounds like he was going all going jolly. Right. So Harry was talking about. I think you'd want a spin-off. Is that right?
We were talking about spin-off. We kind of were debating between what counts as spin-off, what counts as a sequel.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
We never really got very far.
Okay,
we
fair.
Just gushed.
All right, sound. So my idea was we would do best films, worst films, i.e. the films that we love, the films we absolutely hate. And I've definitely got one I want to talk about. But quick, before I do that, I should say, obviously you can send us a text in on urn1350.net, free text. But remember, we are always giving out tickets for films, and we have a lot of tickets because we've not managed to give them out. So if you text in and talk about your favourite films, that's worst film, and the one we like the most, we'll give the tickets to, free tickets to the Savoy. So do that, text in. But for now, I think we should do best. No, let's do worst.
Let's
films
do
first.
Worst. We're in that mood today.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
It's not saying
that I love all movies. I just can't think of one.
No, that's fair. I mean, I have got a lot of ranting to do, so you have got a bit of time. Ibby, have you got one for us that you were going to do?
Yes,
you
I do. Yes, I do.
I've got one. Sorry. It came to me.
Stop the press.
It came to me.
Sorry, Ibby, we're just going to have to talk about my thing.
On the film show, Zoe's remembered a film.
Zoe has seen films, at least.
Right, so Ibby, off you go. Your least favourite film.
My least favourite is After Earth. This is an M. Night Shyamalan film.
Oh, it is as well, isn't it?
It is.
He's not a bad director as well.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan / Will Smith / Jaden Smith vanity
train wreck.
Project.
Absolute train wreck.
And this is the thing. I will be very, very honest. My friend and I went to watch it because we wanted to hate watch a film.
Oh,
we genuinely wanted to go watch a film because we knew it was going to be bad. We went and watched that, and the best thing is the entire cinema was empty. We were sitting there, just the two of us, hurling curses at the screen.
Not a good sign.
So it was a kind of After Earth vibe where you were the last two people.
Two people, but with better chemistry than Will Smith and Jaden Smith, I shall have you know.
Ibby and his mate.
It was a train wreck. Start to finish, there was very little charisma from either of the Smiths, which is very unusual because up until that point Will Smith had been, he's a ball of charisma. Regardless of whether you like his films or not, he is an extremely entertaining actor and he's quite the screen presence. What happened?
Oh no, it's I think the thing is, in the film, like, isn't the idea of his character that he's kind of Vulcan in the sense that he doesn't show much emotion?
And
sure.
It's an excuse for sloppy acting.
I think the plot is something like there are these animals who can sense, like, passion or something.
No, they can sense fear.
They can sense fear.
Yeah,
and so
that makes way more sense than passion.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember what it was. But the thing is that then Jaden Smith had to run around this planet being as boring as possible. Because if he wasn't boring, if he showed any sort of, acting, then he would be caught by these monsters and ripped apart.
Can't
and then the movie would
like
have a happy ending.
So, I feel like a gun would
he
just
doesn't
solve
have a gun.
Every
he uses, like, sticks throughout
they,
the
they
film.
Can
like,
camouflage. They can camouflage.
They can camouflage.
I think the biggest problem with that film in particular was it was done almost completely as a kind of launch board for Jaden Smith, who also
wasn't
that great.
Shameless nepotism.
Who wasn't
was
bad
in
the Karate
Get Down.
Oh, Get Down, Karate Kid, I was going to say.
Yeah, but in that
pursuit of happiness when he's too young to know what
this
he's doing.
This is true.
Yeah.
But in that particular film, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
No, it's
and it was it didn't really make much sense. It was bad. It was also bad CGI.
Oh, awful.
It's particularly given the budget of it. I don't necessarily have a thing against bad graphics, but if it's from a big budget studio with a director of M. Night Shyamalan's former caliber attached, you can probably afford the money for some good CGI. That being said, that bad CGI monster still had more charisma than the two Smiths combined, so I'll give them that.
Fair. I think it's fair to say it's a horrible film.
It's terrible film.
Yeah, you're not starting a debate with that one.
Mine is worse. I actually thought of the worst film.
Ooh, here we go.
Do you want to go for it?
The live-action Dragon Ball Z movie is the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's got Emmy Ross in it.
Wait, no. The last Airbender movie was worse.
I was going to say
M. Night Shyamalan again.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan again.
It was definitely worse. Like, Dragon Ball Z made me want to, like, cry, but, like, the last Airbender one, I just had it.
I went to that during my GCSEs, like, just because I had, like, time for a morning and after, between a morning and afternoon exam. And there's a...
That's exactly the thing I do before my exams, I just go and watch the last Airbender.
Well, I didn't know what it was. It looked kind of cool.
Should you be revising?
I'm very much disappointed in my GCSEs, and you can kind of...
It's all right, you're here, Ben, why. Yeah, yeah, don't worry
about it. I've made it here. But there's a line in that film about 20 minutes in where the grandmother says to this young girl with a completely straight... I mean, of course, with a completely straight face, because I don't know if she knows what's coming, where she says, ever since you were a little girl, we always knew that you were a bender. And then, because a bender is... You've got your air bender, you've got your water bender, you've got your earth
who
bender.
Can manipulate... the, you know, traditional elements.
Yes, exactly.
I think you definitely hope that was edited out of the script. But apparently not.
Exactly. And so I was there with...
That's a shocker.
So to be fair, they do say stuff like that in the anime. Like,
quite like that. Not quite like that.
Not like... I feel like it's weirder in that sort of film.
Anime doesn't
like,
do deadpan quite
bender,
as well.
Where in the anime, it's like,
no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That was a terrible... Just,
I also think that something that really shouldn't be forgotten or forgiven, really, with The Last Airbender was that it is a film that... or rather, the animated series from which it was based on. Heavily, heavily Asian and Southeast Asian influence in particular.
It was a
film... It was a white culture kids. That's basically in the animated series that is based almost entirely from Japanese, Korean, and Chinese culture. Mm-hmm. It's a mishmash of the three, admittedly, but it takes very strongly from that kind of Southeast Asian vibe. And very beautifully so. There are very clear links to where those influences come from with the Japanese pagodas and the monks, and it's wonderful. You throw that entire thing out the window with a director who is a person of color himself. You make all the heroes white, like really, really
the
white,
same
like
issue with Dragon Ball Z.
Like, you know, Jesus Christ in Renaissance paintings, white, that level,
and keep all the villains.
But then they're not even Asian. They're not even Southeast Asian. They're South Asian. They're Indian.
Are they not supposed to be? I've only ever seen the live-action film. Are they not supposed to be?
No, they're supposed to be Southeast Asian across the board. Right. Oh, so you've erased two cultures completely. You've erased a culture completely. And at the same time, you've still stereotyped the races in it.
I think Welcome to Hollywood, really.
My favourite thing about that film is the beginning.
Completely Americanized.
Sure.
If they were putting white actors in, so like, I mean, have your own opinions about Ghost in the Shell and putting, Scarlett Johansson in.
That angered me so much. I love
But at least you can say, right, more people are probably going to go and see it because it's got Scarlett Johansson in it, or at least there's an argument to be made.
Sure.
Casting three completely unknown white kids in in Last Airbender completely invalidates the point of going, oh, well, people go and see it because it's got this person in it.
Like, you don't have that argument.
Bold green belt karate kid in it.
Yeah, that's fair. No, The Last Airbender, not a good film. Not seen it. Don't intend to.
Don't.
Definitely not on that regard. No,
you could hate watch it.
I do think, actually, no, Dragon Ball Z was worse, but that's just because I hated it more, because I love Dragon Ball Z with, like, a burning, fiery passion.
My favourite thing about The Last Airbender is the very beginning where it goes, part one, and then you watch it and you go, there will be no more parts.
Never gonna be a
part two. Oh, is that called the film part one?
No, the film is part one. Oh, right, it's okay. Like, and then no one watched it. It was terrible, and just went, no, we're not making a part two.
A film I'd like to talk about is Angry Birds. Now, I don't even know why I went to see it, to be honest, because it is based on an app. And it was, I can say with 100% confidence, it was every little bit as bad as I had imagined it could be. To be objective, it was the worst film I've ever seen in my life. It's an hour and a half of utter rubbish.
Someone's made you an Angry Bird, haven't they?
If that was its aim, then successful.
Yeah, and a good cast, yeah, didn't it?
That's the thing. It had a good cast, and I thought, okay, well, they might pull out an animated.
You know what? I enjoyed the trailer. I enjoyed when I saw the trailers. This could be fun.
You know, I saw the trailer and I thought, you know, good cast. This could be decent. Unfortunately, it is just awful. They gave the film script writing to a child who had, like, OD'd on Sunny D. It was just absolutely abysmal. It was absolutely awful. There's no plot. And then basically what happens is all the pigs come to the island. It's like, oh, we're angry now and we're going to fight against the pigs. And then the birds get into a slingshot in no seamless way at all. And it's like, oh my god, this is the game. And then they're just slingshotting. Oh,
Imagine if that was our wave of warfare. It's like, let's just go to the Middle East and slingshot ourselves.
In light of the film, we've now decided.
I'm still going to go, and I'm probably going to regret doing it, but I am excited to see the film when it comes out. I want to go watch the Emoji Movie.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be. Not even possible.
Unless, the only way that could be good is if they got Aaron Sorkin to write it and it was about the origin of how the emoji and, like, there was some rights that were sold and it was all a bit dodgy. And
either that, or if the central character is the brown poo emoji, because that I would watch that. I would watch the poo.
My mum thought it was an ice cream for so long.
That's definitely
she's like, chocolate ice cream.
Actually, it was either my mum or my dad. Just, they thought it was just ice cream.
Yeah. No, if an emoji film comes out,
I think next year.
I think I'll just leave this planet.
But, like, what is the plot? Is it like the emojis become friends inside of?
I don't think
keyboard,
the trailer's coming out.
It'll probably
it?
Be like an emoji animated.
I imagine like two kiss face emojis are gonna fall in love.
And then just it's gonna be like the man woman emoji, or like the woman woman emoji, or the man man emoji.
Just like tottering around like South Park characters.
Just to discuss.